Good afternoon. First of all, I would like to say a word of admiration for all of you for coming, and also a word of appreciation for organizing such an important event for us. So my name is Aizada Cimbekova, and I'm coming from Kyrgyzstan, and I'm very proud to present my country today. So I prepared a presentation. First, let me just provide like general information about my country. So, Kyrgyz Republic is a Central Asian state bordering with... can we go for the next slide, please? So, Kyrgyz Republic is bordering with China, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. So, the capital city is Bishkek. We have a population of 5.5 million people. Kyrgyz Republic took its independence after the collapse of Soviet Union in 1991. So... since then, Kyrgyz Republic have a lot of like incredible natural beauties, as you see, and proud nomadic traditions. You can go for them. So, and also you can see the glassy lakes and these mountains and spectacular canyons. And of course, there was some representatives such as Chinggis Aitmatov and others who like built a bridge between the Kyrgyz Republic and the world. And the epic Manas, which is the epic Manas. So it's the most treasured expression of the heritage of the Kyrgyz people. So during the past decades, after the gaining its independence, Kyrgyz Republic was attempting to join the to integrate the world. So it was in 1992 after getting its independence, it joined like IMF and other world organizations in the fourth meeting of the United Nations. It joined United Nations, and Kyrgyzstan was the first country who joined World Trade Organizations. So you see that by the word of the former president of Kyrgyz Republic, Askar Akayev, it is we can call Kyrgyzstan like an island of democracy. So Kyrgyzstan underwent a lot of revolutions, such as Tulip Revolutions, and it all of this represents how democracy exists in our country. If we come to the Kyrgyz and American friendship, in 1992, USA was the first country who built its embassy in Bishkek. And since then, they are attempting, they are striving to have the close relationship with each other. So, nowadays, we according to some unofficial estimates, in U.S. we have approximately 15,000 Kyrgyz people, but it's just an official estimate. Maybe there should be some more. And what else? For example, it's estimated that each year, American embassy issues around 3,500 non-immigrant visas to the U.S. So most of majority of people who come here are the students who came with the different exchange programs and the summer special programs, and there is a lot of Kyrgyz-American organizations. If you go back, you can see some of them, some examples of them. So there is an American Kyrgyz-American Alliance, which is the biggest one, and also Kyrgyz-American Association, which is located in Chicago. By the way, in Chicago, the most of people from Kyrgyzstan, they are living in the Chicago. So another one is Kyrgyz Salam and Kyrgyz Club. I will talk about the Kyrgyz Club. Kyrgyz Club was established in 2005. So they are dealing with spreading the cultural values across the United States. So here we can see some photos from the events, from the special events. As the first speaker said, they're organizing some Nowruz celebrations, Nowruz holiday celebrations. And so they're also organizing some meetings with the important figures from the states and from the governors of the Kyrgyz Republic. If we come if we come to the if we come to the conventions, there was two annual Kyrgyz American conventions. So the first one was organized with the goal to strengthening and deepening the partnership with the between the countries between the U.S. and the Kyrgyzstan. There was some discussions and deliberations highlighting some strategic plans how to move. So it also showcases some rapid transformation of Kyrgyz Republic after the after taking the goal to achieve the free market economy. In this first convention, there was over than 200 guests, including congressmen from California, Ravshan Jeenbekov, whose membership of Jogorku Kengesh, and Mukhtar Jumaliyev, who is the ambassador of the Kyrgyz Republic in the United States and in Canada. The success of this convention was really huge, so it led to the next upcoming events, such as the second American Kyrgyz American convention. It was held very recently on September 25th of 2014, and here was 33 individuals from the United States, and including 12 state legislators from 5 different states, and also over than 200 guests, and attracting some delegations and governors and some business persons, leading business persons. The main topic of these conventions was the investing climate in the Kyrgyzstan. So why to invest to the Kyrgyz Republic? And there was some three panels, reviving the Silk Road economic development, trade and investment opportunities, parliamentarism as a pillar of democracy, and advancing education, challenging opportunities for the Kyrgyz economic trade. So if the United States Embassy and Turk Alliance, Turk American Alliance, always trying to organize some kind of delegations to Kyrgyz Republic. If you go forward, we can see some of the examples. Like here, we can see the 5th annual Missouri State House receptions. Some delegations from the city of Osh came. And they were just discussing some important issues related to the political and economic issues. So it was held in the Missouri State Capitol building, and the significance was to develop the trade relationship to improve all the value sharing between the U.S. and the Kyrgyzstan. So leading policymakers and academics, business persons, always trying to improve this relationship between these two countries, not only for the Kyrgyzstan and for the United States, but also for the whole region of the Central Asia. And I also believe that these attempts will strengthen it, and I believe that we could attract more entrepreneurs to our country to invest, because by identifying the right products to import to the Kyrgyzstan can create a lot of opportunities both for Kyrgyz business persons and for the U.S. business persons. So unfortunately, there are still some great challenges that Kyrgyz Republic is facing now. It's it needed to improve the transportation and improving the infrastructure, upgrading some facilities of border crossings. So in order, and another problem, very recent problem, is it's related to the Manas Airways. So, which served as the American base, has been set up in Central Asia to support the invasion to Afghanistan after the terror attack of 11th of September. So, because of the end of the lease contract, another difficulties arise. And I hope that the people who studies here, who experience in the United States, will get better knowledge and will have the better experience to resolve all of these problems. And because the understanding the difference of the cultures is really important for both for the U.S. and for the Kyrgyz Republic also. So as I said before, in the States there are approximately 15,000 of people. So because this number is not so small, there are a lot of prospects. So thank you for your attention.